Begin to notice your breath. Don't change it. Only notice it. Notice any sensations in your body without feeling judgment or the need to alter them. And take a second to breathe through a moment of calm. Now take an intentional deep breath in and exhale all the chaos. I'm Sanjoria Sidnor, a yoga mama, your host, and owner of Our Families Doing Yoga. I invite you to join me for tea as we explore topics involving parenting, families, health, and well-being. You can't pour from an empty cup, so prepare to fill yours. You're listening to Tea with a Yoga Mama. Hello, and welcome back to Tea with a Yoga Mama. I am your host, Sanjoria Sidnor, a mama on and off the mat, using tea to help me relax, energize, and focus. I'm not feeling my best this week, so I'm actually using tea as a way to heal. It's not the tastiest blend that I'm using, but a little garlic, lemon, and honey for its antioxidant benefits is what I'm going with this week. Being sick got me to thinking about a question. Have you ever given much thought to who manages your family or who the leader is? I'm serious. Who does everyone in your home come to with questions when they are looking for answers? If the answer is you, are you a strong leader? I'm sure you are. I feel that I am too. But a good leader is always looking for ways to improve, right? In corporate America, leaders are hired and promoted based on their ability to guide and motivate others to achieve goals efficiently. Some valuable skills possessed by leaders include communication, accountability, self-motivation, and the ability to delegate. Let's take a moment to focus on the skill of delegation. In management, delegating refers to sharing or transferring responsibilities. Now, in regular life for us regular people, it means to pass on responsibilities or simply ask for and accept help. But why is this so hard? I'm currently sick and I've gotten a lot of questions asking, if I need help, what could someone do for me? And I turned down each one thinking, well, I have my husband here. He can do this, or it'll be okay. The kids will let me rest. And in the end, it actually was okay. But I probably could have used a little help these last few days. For some, it could be that strong black woman fallacy discussed in episode 5. For others, it may be the concerns of giving up control. I know that's part of my problem. And for many, it may feel too vulnerable to trust others to do well with what we know we can. I say we because, yep, that's me again. And I personally have experience with having to fix something someone did not do well, knowing that although I delegated the task, I am still accountable for the outcome. And management of people, even parents, partners, and little people is hard. We're all familiar with the African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I am very aware of how much faster it is just to do it yourself rather than show your tween how to do it or allow your toddler to help. But even in corporate America, the manager must first spend time teaching the task to the individual before they can maximize on the rewards of efficiency. So what are the rewards if we set aside urgency to delegate? I often have so much to do that I get overwhelmed with the thoughts, and sometimes I just choose to do nothing. Sometimes I recognize what is going on, and I take a few minutes to meditate, and other times I just drown in the never-ending task. Delegating allows us time to think, time to focus on other important things, whether that be scheduling a wellness appointment, planning the family vacation, or sending an important email. It gives our partners and children the ability to learn and develop new skills. Win-win, right? I want to read that one again because it's very important for later. It gives our partners and children the ability to learn and develop new skills. It builds and strengthens trust, relationships, and communication as well. Wouldn't it be nice to go out for the evening or weekend and know that everyone is capable of doing what needs to be done because you taught them the skills and you've communicated how important it is for you for it to be done? It's Mother's Day weekend, and many of us desire a day to do nothing. We just want to be celebrated for all that we do all year. But Monday, we'll jump right back into the year-round struggle of feeling like we have to do it all. Let's instead challenge ourselves to delegate or accept help. I know it's easier said than done, but it's not a weakness. In fact, it's the very reason many white men in corporate America are successful. In order to properly manage our homes, we have to set aside the fears of sharing responsibility so that we can maximize our potential and maybe even rediscover a glimpse of who we are outside of being a mom. It's a scary thought, but the truth is that we won't always be around. My favorite quote from the movie Black Panther was, "A man who has not prepared his children for his own death has failed as a father." As a mother, that statement really made me think. And a few years later, I was able to observe its impact when my paternal grandmother died. Now, don't misunderstand me in the slightest way, because she was in no way a failure. She raised 7 children of her own and mothered several more. She left behind a legacy to be honored and remembered. But her relationship with my father was enabling, as she spent over 50 years taking care of him. And when she was dying, her biggest fear was wondering who'd look after him. That's a very difficult memory. Knowing that she was afraid to die because she worried about who would look after her adult child. And guess who the responsibility falls on when we raise our children in this manner? It falls on others. Sometimes it's siblings, as a dear friend of mine is currently dealing with. Sometimes it's children. And sometimes it's strangers. It's our responsibility to care for our children. But it's also our responsibility to prepare them to care for themselves. So if you have school-aged children, and even toddlers can handle a few tasks, why not delegate them? Teach them to be responsible. Allow them to make choices on their own. It may take a little effort, preparation, and patience on our part, but they'll be better humans if we allow them these opportunities. For today's herb, I offer a reminder from John C. Maxwell. If you want to do a few small things right, do them yourself. But if you want to do great things and make a big impact, learn to delegate. Let's make a big impact with our future leaders by raising them to be more than capable of taking care of themselves and even others. Happy Mother's Day. Thanks for listening. And until next time, take care and be well, mamas.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode and encourage you to check out our YouTube channel, Our Family's Doing Yoga, for simple, beginner-friendly yoga videos for the entire family. You can also connect with us on social media. And until the next time, remember, just like tea, we show our strength in hot water.